Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our Lord's Day service. We hope the service is a blessing to you. For our announcements, next Sunday, along with our two services, is a 9 a.m. craft time for children. Ann Glabe's memorial service will be next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Tickets for the men's breakfast, this is Ephraim's Men's Club, and they do a pancake breakfast every year and then give all the proceeds to our young people who graduate from Gibraltar. They give away tens of thousands of dollars in scholarships. The tickets are on sale, and Niles and Scott Weborg can help you with that. You'll also notice in your bulletin that we have daily text order forms, so please take care of that either this week or next week. And there's some information on how to help Ukrainian refugees and flooding in Honduras. Since we have such soupy weather today, we're not going to have fellowship on the lawn, but there will be a basket of treats that you can take with you as you leave today. We love to feed people in so many different ways here at Ephraim Moravian. Would you stand with me as we sing hymn number 553, "To Your Temple, Lord, I Come"?
Our responsive reading is from Psalm 138. Please join me. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast hand, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Our Old Testament lesson is taken from the book of Genesis. The messengers of God asked Abraham, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There, in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "Oh yes, you did laugh." Our New Testament is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial." And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you anything because he is your friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand while we sing hymn 775, "For God So Loved Us."
Lord, I ask that to all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever had a time in your life when you said, "I have to cut my losses. I've tried my best, I've done what I need to do, and now nothing's working, and I'm going to cut my losses"? Those who have been in business that have gone belly up, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you just have to cut your losses. Sometimes there are dreams deferred and we have to cut our losses. Every few years in our country, when elections come up, sometimes we cut our losses. We just have those times. But what happens when you feel like God has let you down? What do you do then? I think of our spiritual ancestors, Abraham and Sarah. Now, if you know the story of Abraham, he was not a God follower when he first found out about God, and this God that he did not know came to him with an offer. And Abraham and his wife Sarah had a pretty nice life in their land. They were people that were well-to-do, but the offer was something he could not refuse. Because although he had holdings, although he had land, although he had wealth, he lacked one thing. And that was an heir. And God said, Abraham, if you follow me, I'm going to make you a father, not of one child, but of many nations. Well, how could he turn that down? So he and his wife Sarah left. They found a way to get out of town with all their holdings, with all their servants, and they took off to a land they did not know because a God that was foreign to him had told him to go. Well, their trip had many misadventures. They happened to go to Egypt on the way to their promised land. And in Egypt, his wife Sarah ended up in Pharaoh's harem. You'll have to read about that, how that happened. Years went by, and the promise never came to fruition. So they decided that maybe they had to help God out. And they forced a slave girl, Hagar, to carry Abraham's child. And that didn't seem to work out too well either. And so by the time this story opens, this is the third time that God has come to Abraham with the exact same promise. You are going to be a father. Sarah is going to have a child. And this time, Sarah overheard it. And what was her response? She laughed. Because it was ridiculous. This was 25 years after the first promise. And in 25 years, nothing had happened to fulfill this promise. Why should it happen now? So she laughed in scorn. And maybe in a little sadness. Because it hadn't happened. It's like, yeah, now you wait till I'm not only old now, I'm seriously old. And you figure it's gonna happen now. Ain't gonna happen. And of course, the angel hears Sarah's silent laugh. Says, why was Sarah laughing? And of course, Sarah denies it because now she's frightened that somebody can read her mind. And he said, it's going to happen. And you know the rest of the story, that in a year's time, Sarah indeed, at an ancient age, gave birth and named her child Laughter. I love the story of Abraham and Sarah because they can teach us so much. What happens when our dreams are deferred? What happens when we are waiting on the promises of God? What happens when we see people around us who seem to have good things happening to us and we're twiddling our thumbs waiting? What happens when our dreams are deferred? Good dreams, hopeful dreams. And we have to understand that sometimes we might have to wait not only decades, but what we hope for might not even happen in our lifetimes. What do we do? And I look at Abraham and Sarah, who might have wondered about that promise and thought, you know, well, maybe he was mistaken. But they never left their faith in God. They never left their obedience to the call. They kept in communication with this God of promise, even though they could not see or understand the promise. What an important lesson it is for her, for all of us. There's a friend of mine who told me that when her parents married, they desperately wanted children. And year after year went by and there was no child, to the point that they figured that was not going to happen for them. And so what they did in those ensuing years was to be doting aunt and uncle to all the little ones that were coming up in their family. And because of that, they created a very tight family unit. And all these cousins and nieces and nephews were melded together as one big family. And then 10 years later, they did have a child, their only child. And that child had the benefit of all these wonderful cousins. And then that child, in the decades later, was a wonderful cousin to her other relatives and has carried on the legacy of her parents. You see, while we're waiting for the promise, there are things we can do to be good and faithful servants. I told you last week about our friend Delmar Dahl, who coined the phrase, "Jesus knows me, this I love." He also told me a story. Now, Delmar's in his 90s. When he was a teenager, no one thought he was going to survive, including him. He had a terrible illness, caused hospitalizations, he was weak, and he was ill for months. And in that scary time, the doctors did not hold out much hope. And they had told the family that even if he survived, he probably would be very severely limited physically and mentally. And he said the one thing that kept him going through all that time, the one prayer that filled his life and his soul, and he said, and I quote it every single day now, is a piece of the Lord's Prayer, and it was, "Thy will be done." And every day he prays the same prayer, "Thy will be done." He said, it has comforted me from the time of my teens till now. And so for all of us whose dreams are deferred, for all of us who are waiting for those promises, let's get up tomorrow with the prayer on our lips, "Thy will be done." Let us put our lives in the hands of a loving God, "Thy will be done." And let us look with faith and hope to that time when the dreams become a reality. Let us pray. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful minds, in purer lives thy service find. In deeper reverence praise, drop thy still dews of quietness till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. Amen. We come to that time of worship where we bring our praise reports and our prayer requests. We're so grateful that Ram will be going home this week, and we ask for continued prayers in his road to recovery. We want to remember Kathleen's son, Cole, as he travels home, and all those who are undergoing health concerns and chronic health conditions, Ed, Barbara and Kevin, Fran, Kate, Lucille. We want to remember our nation in our prayers and the people of Ukraine. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we are so grateful, grateful for your mercy, grateful for your kindness, so grateful that Ram is going home this week. We ask that you would continue to strengthen him. We ask that you would be with all of those who are undergoing chronic health conditions, Ed and Barbara and Kevin, Lucille, Fran, and Kate. We ask that you would undergird them with strength. We ask that you would bring Kathleen's son, Cole, home safely. We bring before you our nation. We ask for healing, restoration, and peace. And for the people of Ukraine and all of those in harm's way, that you would break the bonds of evil. We ask all of this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God, go before you to lead you. God, go behind you to protect you. God, go beneath you to support you. God, go beside you to befriend you. Do not be afraid. May the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you. Do not be afraid. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.